from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We begin this week as we get ready to close out July. August starts on Thursday. Thursday night, first preseason NFL game from Canton, Ohio. Their Hall of Fame game. Then the Steelers in action a week from Friday already at Acrisure. Getting ready for football. Was at Steelers training camp yesterday. Fun to see all the fans up there. In spite of the heat, they showed up. It's been great crowds each and every day. Also, so our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, there in Latrobe. If you haven't been, it's really worth the drive. And already they do this Friday night event at the high school up there. And it's a great opportunity for people to get up close and see the Steelers players. Not every team, in fact, very few teams now have an opportunity for fans to get this close. Most of the summer camps for most of the NFL teams are actually just at their practice facilities and are not open, by and large, to the public. So the Steelers ownership, the Rooney family, maintaining their relationship with Latrobe for the 57th year. Happening over the weekend, more details, as you heard in the news with Pat Septak, about what transpired. And it seems, in some ways, just a blink 2 weeks ago, the assassination attempt at the Butler Farm Show and that rally there for former President Donald Trump, and the details and how it happened, still mind-boggling, in my opinion. KDKA-TV's Lauren Linder.
According to the New York Times, these text messages obtained by them show that local officers saw the shooter at the Butler Trump rally nearly 90 minutes before shots rang out. Now, there are messages obtained by Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa that show a local counter sniper first told his colleagues he saw someone park near their vehicles and sit on a nearby picnic table at 4:26 p.m. In that, local law enforcement later took a picture of the same man who turned out to be the shooter, Thomas Crooks, and sent it to a group chat nearly 30 minutes before the attempted assassination. We're also learning from House Foreign Affairs Chair Representative Michael McCaul of Texas that Crooks intended on blowing up his own vehicle in a diversion to escape the chaos. On Face the Nation Sunday, he said the shooter never should have had a clear shot at former President Trump.
I went out to the site. I went up to the rooftop. This individual should never have been that close to the President of the United States. It was very, very close. And the fact he even got there in the first place was a failure. It should have been stopped.
Now, the Senate Homeland Security Committee has scheduled a hearing for tomorrow morning to further discuss the security issues at the rally. Lauren Linder, KDK TV News.
And in spite of that, Donald Trump says he's coming back to Butler. They haven't picked a date or location yet, but obviously, soon as, we'll let you know. And also, the fact that over the weekend, a surge for, you talk about the campaign heating up, Kamala Harris raised $200 million in the first week, gained 170,000 volunteers, and poll numbers show a dead heat in many states. So this will heat up as we get ready for the Democratic National Convention, which comes in mid-August. And the Olympic Games. Aaron, did you watch any of the Olympic coverage over the weekend? I'm curious. A lot of people maybe spot-checked. I saw some soccer.
Right. I would say I spot-checked for sure. Always checking in on gymnastics. Saw a little bit of soccer.
Simone Biles had some kind of injury on her left ankle, but she had it taped up or wrapped up and was able to make the finals.
Right. It looks like when she landed from vault, she kind of like bounced back a little. I'm sure it was probably from that because she just has so much power when she goes up. Just imagine the force landing.
Yeah. Have you heard a lot of people talking about the Olympics just in your circles?
Yes. But you know, the main conversation pretty much surrounds the parody.
Okay, so for those that don't know, by the way, the medal count so far, Japan has 4 gold, 7 total, Australia 4 gold, 6 total, and the United States is, at this point, 3rd. It's early, obviously, 3 gold, but 12 medals in total. We're going to talk about one young man from Central Catholic, has a very interesting connection to France. He's part of the rowing team. That's an Olympic sport. You've seen those long boats. I forget what they're called.
Yes.
We have sculls. Isn't that right? On a river here.
I think you're right.
They have a big event every year called Head of the Ohio, and they have these long boats that they race. In fact, there was a movie.
That's what I was going to say. I've seen the movie.
There's a new one
that just came out, but I saw an older one. You know, a lot of movies these days are remakes.
About the rowing team?
Yes.
Anyway, so there is a local connection, and we'll actually talk to somebody who's following this very closely right after the news at 8. And I would imagine, you know, we have 5 local athletes that are participating in the summer games.
Yes, we do. Brittany, who we spoke to, I actually reached out to her, but...
Well, she's kind of busy.
As we can imagine, she's very busy, but it's exciting us having a local connection.
There's always a Pittsburgh connection.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll reach out certainly when they get back from Paris. But curious, 866-391-1020, did you watch the Olympics? What did you think? We're looking for our hometown heroes, and you can help. Going into our 12th year, and in October, we will celebrate 5 local folks who are doing extraordinary things in our communities. So if you know somebody, you say, you know what? They deserve a little recognition, even though they're not looking for any for themselves. Nominations are open at kdkradio.com. It's our Heroes program, 100.1 FM, AM 1020. KDKA. And Aaron, since you've been here, you've actually met a few of our hometown heroes, some extraordinary people, and we salute them and the work they do each and every day.
Amazing people. And I feel like I've been able to be present while you've interviewed or spoken to some that may be nominated this year, potentially.
All right. Have you ever been to Key West?
No, I can't say that I have.
All right, that's on the very tip of Florida. There's a line of keys that goes as close as 90 miles to Cuba. They got an issue there, a big problem.
It's not just tourists flocking to town.
He knows that I'm not a fan.
Feral chickens have found their tropical paradise. And City Commissioner Clayton Lopez has got beef.
Where are the chickens?
Everywhere. They're everywhere.
Entire chicken families are crossing roads.
This is not bad, just one chicken.
A resolution by Lopez, now law, bans feeding chickens in public property.
What I am looking to do is to try and address the health issues of humans as well as the chickens.
Droppings can spread disease. There's property damage. Chickens are run over by cars. Chicks fall into storm drains, and roosters crow at all hours.
That actually sounds treacherous. Families of chickens.
There are feral chickens destroying a town. And, you know, chickens are supposed to be proliferators of, you know what he said, spread disease. We'll just leave it at that.
Disgusting. Poisonous drippings.
You know where we had issues is with, we are apparently the raccoon capital. Did you know Pennsylvania is like having the worst tick problem of any state
in the
country?
I 100% believe that.
But raccoons too. We have more raccoons apparently per square mile.
Wow.
Why?
What's going on with Pennsylvania? We're on the map for great things, weird things, bad things.
You've been to North Park.
Yes.
I mean, the raccoons, they're everywhere.
It is true. And where I lived before moving to where I live now, we would put our trash out. And I'm sure most people have this issue. You know, you come out and there's trash spread out everywhere. And what do you do in that scenario?
So the first house I owned when I got married, it had a garage at the end of the yard. So it wasn't attached. And that's where we had our cans. So I went out one evening to take out the trash. It was dark. And suddenly, when I went to lift the lid, on top of the lid, there was a raccoon. And let me tell you something. When you see a raccoon at night like that, it's very disturbing.
Yeah, you ever have a standoff with a raccoon?
It kind of stood up and looked at me like, hey, I'm busy.
What are you doing here?
But it was worse. In high school, I had a date with this girl, and it was dusk. And I went to the door, the side door that went into the kitchen. You know, it was a glass door, but it was open inside. So I could see inside. They could see outside. And I went to knock on the door, and I looked out, and I said, oh, nice kitty. And it grabbed my leg with both arms.
Oh, and no.
And then I realized it was a raccoon.
What?
Now you want to talk about...
You narrowly escaped with your life.
I gave it a little kick. I mean, I kicked my leg. I didn't even kick the raccoon, and it shook it off, right?
Wow.
And then I went inside, and the mother said, oh, that's Pete. They feed it every night. It comes to the door.
No.
And Pete attached itself to me, which was terrifying.
Whoa.
And I never went back to that house, actually. I pass it still to this day, and every time I see it,
memory.
I think of Pete. And every Monday, we check in with Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors, brought to you by Mr. Caranta. Good to talk to you this morning. Hope you had a great weekend.
I had an outstanding weekend. I hope you had a good weekend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You can also...
It was absolutely crazy. We went to this Celebrity Care Fest, saw Pat Benatar Friday night, Smokey Robinson and Pitbull Saturday night. Then I went to Steelers camp yesterday. I had a great weekend.
A great weekend. I think Styx is going to be up at Star Lake on Wednesday night, too.
Yeah, there's lot of musical talent coming yet this summer. So, in the meantime...
That's right.
Couple of questions from your fans, our listeners, wants to know. Paul says, Brian, I've been bombarded with ads featuring robo-advisory platforms that have a lot of online financial planning tools. What do these tools lack that an in-person financial planner can't provide?
Well, actually, these tools actually can be pretty good. So we've got to understand that there's two phases that we all go through when it comes to building our wealth and then eventually retiring. What financial advisors like to call the first phase is called the accumulation phase, obviously for the reason that you're accumulating money. The second phase is creatively named the distribution phase, because this is when you're starting to take your money. But if Paul is, let's say, in the accumulation phase, let's say he's got more than 10 years out from retirement, I've got no problem with the robo-advisory platforms. I mean, they're cheap, and of course, fees always matter. But at the end of the day, you can really just not even have to worry about using the robo-advisory platforms. You could just buy the S&P 500, maybe buy a little bit of QQQ, and these are ETFs that I'm referring to. Now, as Paul gets closer to retirement, this is where the game changes, because, Larry, as I've always talked about, there's five areas that you have to make sure that you cover in order to say, I have a retirement plan. And that is, number one, an income strategy. How am I going to generate the income that I need in retirement? Because it's not what it was 40, 50 years ago with the pensions. Nobody's getting them anymore. Number two is taxes. How am I going to eliminate and limit the amount of taxation that I have to pay during my retirement years? Number three is your investments that got you to retirement are not the same ones that are going to get you through retirement, because the game changes. It turns into growing your money to protecting your money. You know, what I'll hear a lot of people say is, Brian, as I've entered retirement, I'm more concerned about the return of my money than the return on my money. Number four is your healthcare plan, right? So what are you going to do for Medicare? What are you going to do if you have an illness? And five is your estate planning. So as you reach that five-year mark from retirement, that's when you want to start to seek the help of a good fiduciary firm that can help you put together a plan. But prior to that, Paul, go for it. Use the robo-advisory plans. Use the S&P 500. Just make it simple. Just be disciplined, just like the Olympic athletes are, in doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again until you reach your goal.
We're with Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors. This question comes from Shirley. Brian, I am considering cutting back to part-time work. I'm 63 years old. My husband passed away a few years ago. Would it be possible to receive his Social Security benefits and still work part-time?
Yeah, actually, this is a big one here. You know, if you lose a loved one, Social Security can be very confusing for a lot of people as far as what they can do and whether or not they can collect on their widow's benefit. But in her case, she would be able to be collecting the widow benefits, which are reduced for claims placed before your own full retirement age. Remember, full retirement age is usually 66 or 67. Now, there are limits on how much you may earn while collecting widow's benefits prior to your full-time retirement age. So, Shirley, if you are considering part-time work, just see what that amount is. Now, when it comes to collecting your widow benefits, there's a few things here that I want to talk to folks about so there's no mistakes made. Number one is, to be eligible for widow benefits, you must have been married to your spouse for at least 9 months before their death, with some expectations for accidents and certain other situations. You can begin receiving widow benefits as early as age 60. Now, if you're disabled, you can get it as early as 50. The benefit amount you receive depends on your spouse's earning record. So if you claim widow benefits at your full retirement age, you could be entitled to 100% of your spouse's benefits. But this is the last one I want to share. If you remarry before age 60 or 50, if disabled, you generally cannot receive widow benefits as long as the marriage remains in effect. However, if you remarry after age 60, you can still receive benefits on your deceased spouse record. I know, Larry, this is the easiest stuff to understand, isn't it?
Huh? you gotta write this. I mean, that's why you need somebody like you, because it is complicated and every scenario is different for each individual.
Yes. And I would tell you, folks, when it comes to Social Security, call Social Security, go to SSA.gov. If you are going through a recent loss of a spouse, get the survivor's benefit guide. It's very, very helpful. But even the guides that Social Security puts out, there's a lot of questions that are unanswered. And this is why I would always encourage you, seek out a good fiduciary firm that you like, that has the same money philosophies and beliefs that you do, and start working with them.
RightTrackPittsburgh.com. That's Brian Caronta. We'll catch you next Monday. Thank you, Brian.
Larry, have a great week. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Coming up right after the news at the top of this hour is a great story. We're always looking for local connections. Certainly with the Olympics, we know that there are five athletes from the area, and one of them is a Central Catholic grad who went to Cornell, and he's part of the U.S. Olympic rowing team. It's one of those great stories, and catching up because obviously France is already underway with more games. And Aaron, I saw Simone Biles, who is the darling of the gymnastics team, the best in the world, but she's got bandage wrapped around her left ankle because she had been injured over the weekend, but was able to make it to the finals.
Olympic gold medal.
Right. She's choosing to power through, and I'm not surprised. She truly is the best. Though, Terry,
but it's a double-edged sword. And I would imagine interest will pick up over the week. A lot of people were busy over the weekend. And did you see, you know, the controversy of the opening ceremony, a parody? There's been an apology saying it's not a parody of The Last Supper, although Pittsburgh, a Catholic diocese leader, Bishop David Zubik, feels otherwise. He's going to join us right after the news at 9.
Yes, I'd like to know what they did think they were doing.
Well, you know, try to explain it as in the background of art, but Bishop Zubik issued a letter yesterday calling the Olympic Last Supper parody sacrilege. And here's the quote. I'm not going to read the whole letter, and we can talk to the bishop about it. But it said, "Sacrilege is evil, always and in all ways. Last week, 60,000 people from all over our country and beyond came to Indianapolis to celebrate the center of our Catholic faith, the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the most sacred part of our faith. It was instituted by Jesus at the Passover meal, which became the Last Supper. On Friday evening, as part of the opening ceremonies of the Olympics in Paris, a parody of the Last Supper was deliberately presented as entertainment for Catholics and, by extension, to all people of other Christian traditions. It was an insult, but much more, it was a sacrilege. Sacrilege is evil always and in all ways, Bishop David Zubik. So we'll see if their apology resonates with the bishop and he's okay with that. But, you know, here we are. The Olympics are underway. And you know, in the traditions of entertainment, some lines are crossed.
And can I just say, the other entertainment that was going on, they had like a dancing troupe on the side of the water, and there's a video of the poor guy slipping. It was kind of messy.
And did you see those people that were on the wheels? You know, the Olympic circles?
Yes.
And there's five of them, right?
Yes.
And they interlock, but they had wheels that were representative of that, and there were people, I mean, these are
on the wheels.
They had to be like 20 feet high. And keep their bodies, and they were on top of the wheels going up. I mean,
they really did some off the wall things for opening ceremonies.
Well, they have to keep outdoing themselves.
Yes.
You know, what are we going to do that's different this year?
Yeah.
So we'll see what the bishop has to say. From the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser and Genesis in Monroeville, now open. Now let's hear what Ellen has to say.
Well, I have a couple of accidents out on the area roads this morning, guys. The newest one on the roster here on Route 22 near the intersection with Alpine Village Drive and the interchange with Route 286. Heavy traffic on 22 westbound backs you before the intersection with McClure. That will cost you some extra time this morning, folks. Also on stretch of 51 as you approach the Elizabeth Bridge in Elizabeth Borough, 51 northbound. You do have an accident there. Cruiser on the scene. That also costing you some extra time this morning. Consider yourselves warned. Parkway West inbound backs before the top of Green Tree Hill, and 28 southbound is heavy now right around Millville as you make your way down past the 40th and 31st Street bridges. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 8:05. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Wait is over.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.